The growth of Arizona's economy is palpable, whether it's measured by population, the unemployment rate, or increased state tax revenue. But is the entire state benefiting from that? Or is the focus on Maricopa County so dramatic that the challenges of rural Arizona are ignored, or at least put aside? Beginning tomorrow, the Arizona Rural Development Council Policy Forum, which is under the auspices of the Local First Arizona Foundation, is taking place in Wickenburg. Part of the mission is working with rural businesses to help them develop new strategies. And with me for an overview on rural business in Arizona is Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of the Local First Arizona Foundation. Kimber, what are the greatest challenges that rural businesses in the state are facing?
First one that comes to my mind is that we now have 8 counties that have no local bank option. So there's no local decision-making happening. So when a business applies for a loan, it's going to go to an underwriter far, far away. And so in the space under $100,000, there's really no one lending in those 8 counties. So that means a print shop that needs a new printer to stay competitive, or even a restaurant that has a walk-in that broke, or an AC unit, there's no one lending $20,000. So we just started a microloan program in Graham County as a pilot program in order to demonstrate that there is a real viable need, and that when we talk about job retention, it's directly related to access to capital. And so a lot of these companies just simply need a regular line of credit or access to capital that would be, somewhat readily available in Maricopa County, and these options are just drying up for them.
Is one of the problems, to some extent, sort of out of sight, out of mind?
Well, I think it's that, but I also think that we're looking at a nation that is feeding the bigger is better myth, and bankers used to be rooted in community, and community bankers still are, but the big banks, they really, frankly, are not invested in communities. Their interest is in profitability, and when a rural community doesn't appear to be profitable, they're not going to give it a chance, and they're simply going to put all their eggs in the basket where there's access to big, huge corporate loans. I mean, they would be, frankly, much more interested in loaning $2 to $5 million and never giving the smaller loans, even $100,000 to $200,000, the time of day, because it's not where they make their money. So I think it's really thinking, Steve, about how we've changed from a society that is invested in community to a society that simply extracts wealth.
Do rural businesses in Arizona, in order to be successful to whatever level they define success, do they have to appeal to people in Maricopa County, or people in Pima County, or neighboring counties?
There's a few different ways to answer that. So if you think of a traditional mom and pop, you think of a restaurant or a retail store. The key there is that we need to get people in rural communities to recognize the importance of keeping their spending local. So as those funds begin to, those retail dollars begin to leak out of the rural areas into the bigger cities, it really creates a challenge for the small business. And then that leads to boarded up storefronts, and then it impacts tourism, and it's just like dominoes. So that's the first thing. If they are focused on tourism, they absolutely need to be thinking broadly about where those dollars are coming from. Right now, collectively, Arizonans are spending $6.5 billion a year vacationing in California. So our goal is to redirect 10% of that out into the state so you can view those great little quaint main streets or what we have in wine country. There's so much going on. And we started a program last year called Weekend Zona that is an opportunity for folks to just come out for a semi-curated weekend. So your lunches, your events will be planned, but you bring your own car, do your own thing, and meet somebody new. So we're trying to address that issue. The third area that most people are completely unaware of is the absolute world-class innovation that's happening in rural. So whether you're talking about biofuels or you're talking about forestry, there is just incredible work being done out there. And those companies don't need to be focused locally at all, other than workforce development.
If the right segment is chosen, the right niche is found, in this competitive environment, can almost every aspect, almost every town in rural Arizona find something to be successful with when it comes to localizing their businesses and propping themselves up again?
I do believe that. I believe that each of our rural communities has the ability to build that self-reliance. They're going to do it in very different ways. But I do think if there's a clear understanding of what economic leakage means, and there's access to capital and some strategy in place for youth retention, and the final thing is broadband, if we can put all of that into a stew, there's not a single place that won't be successful.
Has Arizona been a place that you had to, in some cases, you were sort of waking the sleeping giant in some sense yourself? Was this a place that was ready for something like Local First if the right person came along?
My honest answer is it's a little bit of both. We have tremendous partners around the state. And I mean, just last week, I met a gentleman in Pima County that we are so values aligned. It was like, how do we not know each other? So I do believe there are incredible partners out there who are looking for new innovative solutions. And that's what we're bringing. And I'm very grateful for them. But at the same time, we have some very traditional teams of people who don't think there's anything wrong with how things are going, that the only solution for economic development is to relocate a big company at a big price tag to create jobs for us. And this whole idea that we can actually build self-reliance and invest in companies that are homegrown at a lower dollar price with greater impact. And by the way, we don't have to worry they're going to get wooed by somebody else's war chest, right? Because their flag is planted here. They grew up here. They are an Arizona company, and they have not been subsidized. They didn't have to be wooed. You didn't even have to play a golf game with them to get them to do that. And it's a better model for the future of Arizona. I think that there are people who are still not willing to recognize that. Mm. And granted, it has to be both. Mm. It has to be a little bit of both. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. But it's been difficult to get my proverbial nose under the tent in those traditional conversations.
Kimber Lanning, the driving force for a long time of Local First Arizona. Kimber, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.